Okay, back to recording.
Okay.
Well, they didn't hear Elizabeth's door, so.
That's fair. Is it actually recording now, though?
It is actually recording.
Okay. I said, hey, Tigers.
Yeah.
Hey, Tigers.
Yeah.
What do we like to eat?
Panther meat.
There it is.
See, that was even better this time.
That was way better. We had it planned. It was almost like we meant to do it.
So, for the podcast, we have re-recorded this, the intro, twice now, and you've only heard one because my recording fucked up. But good news is, you didn't hear my girlfriend opening an obnoxious door.
Very obnoxious.
So, also, Nick and I are live on Facebook.
Yeah, first video podcast, which, shitty quality, but you know what? This is who we are.
And it took us like 3 hours to get it set up because we're dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's open these beers because I'm thirsty.
I need a beer now,
yeah. What are we drinking, Nick?
Today, I guess we can show people now.
We can't show the podcast, but we can show people on Facebook.
Right, yeah. So we are drinking the Rhino. That's backwards for everybody.
Yeah,
backwards. Rhino IPA. I've never had this before. Have you had this before?
I got a 6-pack of it. So I've had the other 4.
Well, fuck me. I have never had it. So
it's the Rhino APA without an H. It's capital R, undercase I, capital N, undercase O, standing for River North, I think, district in Denver, which is where Epic Brewing is based out of.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
News to me.
I love that train, dude.
I can't help where I live, okay?
No, I'm saying I love it. I like it. It adds some ambience to the podcast, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. It just adds a little bit of realness to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't actually have a glass. I mean, there's glasses in here, but they're all like small glasses.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm canning it today.
Do what you gotta do, man. I mean, you're on like a vacation in a cabin. I feel like you have to drink out of a can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels more natural.
Yeah.
Eating shitty food and drinking beers out of cans.
Define shitty food. You mean bad for you or bad tasting?
Yeah, okay. Bad for me.
I was gonna say, what? I have the best food when I go camping.
Like
vacation.
Just been like hot dogs and chips and mac and cheese and beer and whiskey. That's basically my diet right now.
So. Kind of sounds like a very similar to diet that you have on a regular basis.
No, my regular basis diet is like meat. Just a lot of meat.
Yeah. So you basically just added chips.
Well, and like bread. And mac and cheese.
You eat carbs? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
you're
gross.
Eating carbs right now?
I am eating carbs right
now,
unfortunately.
You're disgusting.
I think so. I think it's gross.
Oh, shut up.
Anyways, we're podcasting. This is weird.
We're podcasting. What do you think of the beer?
I like it.
So
it's an APA, which is American Pale Ale.
Yeah.
A little less alcoholic than we normally drink. It's tasty.
Juicy. Yeah. Clocking in at 5.8%.
Clocking in.
Hey, man, you've witnessed now. Levi sent me a picture the other, like last week.
Something like that you didn't respond to.
A couple days ago. Nah, I'm the worst. So, and it was like something of a beer, and whoever wrote it said like clocking in at whatever percent. And he always makes fun of me for saying that about every single beer we drink, but apparently it's a thing, so make fun of me all you want.
Well, so it's from that was from the Dogfish Head 120 minute IPA that we've talked about on the podcast before.
Oh, right, when it was kind of a variable percentage.
Yeah, it says clocking in between 15% and 20% ABV.
That's a gnarly beer. That thing, it sits heavy. Have you had one of those yet?
Yeah, so I drank one of them. It's like straight syrup.
Right?
They like melted hops down somehow. Melted hops and then just like are pouring that into your mouth.
It's incredibly, incredibly syrupy and sweet, but it's like that shit hits real hard.
What's up, Adrian?
Yo.
I don't think you can say yo to Adrian because then it's just Rocky. And
I think I would say that to him all the time.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm just saying like fitting. Without saying yo, Adrian, just like Adrian, yo, you know.
Maybe I like to be different.
All right. Do you?
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, it's a good beer so far. I like this. This is my first time having it, so I enjoy it.
Neat.
That's pretty neat. So why don't you explain to people what you're doing this weekend?
So Elizabeth and I, every time it's our birthdays, so in December and March, we take a long weekend and go somewhere random. Usually it's Vancouver. I think we've went to Vancouver for our birthdays 3 or 4 times now. This time we are in Packwood, Washington, a small town.
It sounds pretty gay so far.
Yeah, it is.
Packwood, come on.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
It's very gay going with your girlfriend when you're a male out somewhere. Yeah, it's
anyways,
incredibly homosexual in a heterosexual relationship. And so, yeah, we're in Packwood in a little cabin. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's got a cool little wood hot tub, hot spring thing. So,
yeah, that thing's pretty
super
rad.
Hipster. Super very hipster. Much so.
It's like if you go to the popular page on Instagram, that's what you would see is that hot tub.
Yeah. So it's weird because I'm like looking at the camera for Facebook Live and also talking into the mic, which is this direction. So it's strange.
I
don't know where to look.
Do whatever you want to do, but you could move the mic closer to your. You're right. That was a stupid idea. No, that was stupid. You're right. You're right. I'll stop suggesting stupid ideas.
Hey, guys.
Okay. I said close to, not in front of.
I'm probably really loud on the podcast now. I moved the mic directly in front of my face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have normal bars and you're like, you're drowning me out, man.
Anyways, what have you been up to since I've just been sitting in the cabin for a couple days?
Not much. I had yesterday and today off, which is super nice because getting a weekend off is extremely rare, almost impossible where I work. So I had to request Saturday off today, and I normally have Fridays off, but my dad's birthday was Thursday. He just turned 50. So went and got a couple guys together and I got some good old fashioned steak dinner, had some beers, went to the casino. Did way worse than I was hoping for.
That's probably usually the case.
No, man, I got a system and it worked 50% of the time.
You keep saying you have a system.
Yeah, well, it's worked 50% of the time now, so pretty good odds at the casino.
Sure. Yeah. It definitely keeps you wanting to go back anyways.
Yes.
Kind of what they want to do.
I've told everyone forever now that do not take me to a casino because I know exactly what's going to happen. I'm going to get cocky and I'm going to be like, I can do this. I'm going to win every time. I know what I'm doing. And then I'm going to continue to lose. And then, of course,
there's the loud door again.
Yeah. But now it's actually in the podcast. So, but it's fine. I had a train earlier. So,
yeah. I'm jealous that you guys have Topgolf because that was fun when I was out there with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So
long
then,
long time ago.
We did that yesterday. We went to Topgolf like for lunch, did a little bit of golfing, had some beers and food, and then just came back here and chilled. I was like tired as shit yesterday after we got back.
Yeah, like, so tired that you're like, we're recording the podcast tonight?
Well, because so Levi texted me and he's like, tomorrow? ? And it seemed like one of those passive aggressive texts like, oh, I guess we're not recording today, tomorrow? And I was like, no, we can record today. It's fine. I'm like, just got to be later. And then later I texted him back. I'm like, you son of a bitch, you tricked me. No, we are recording. We had it scheduled for Saturday morning, afternoon anyways. So
yeah, but if you looked at the context of the text message, I sent him a link for going Facebook Live together. And then I said tomorrow, question mark.
Yeah, I am not smart. So
well, I mean, we're both not smart. It took us like 9 years to figure out how to go live, but yeah.
Yeah, it took way too long. But what a stupid function that you can only do. Like, you only have split screen live on mobile. You can't do it on PC.
Yeah, but also, like, you were still able to invite me, and I was able to invite you, and then
but it was
just
like to
not
watch.
Really an invite. Yeah,
what,
I don't know.
What a weird, that's such a weird function. Hey, here's all these invites. Come watch me. I don't know. It's random.
Speaking of texting, have you always had your red receipts on, or is that new for you? Relatively new.
I had my red receipts on, and then I got really annoyed with people being like, oh my God, text me back. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck all you guys. So I turned it off, and it saved me a lot of hassle. I've enjoyed it very much.
Now it's back on.
Now it's back on. I'm going to move my microphone as well. I just got a new iPhone 10X Plus Max big shit. So, and I started from scratch. This is the first time I've started my iPhone not from a backup since I had the iPhone 4.
Probably got to feel good, right?
It feels really good.
Like,
yeah,
everything's clean,
cleansing.
No clutter.
Yeah. Yep. So I just downloaded the apps that I needed as, you know, go along as I need. And it's been amazing. So, but that was one of the settings that obviously is default turned on.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
I haven't been annoyed with it yet. No one has gotten mad at me, but I'm sure that's just yet to come. And then I'll end up switching it back. But for now, it's fine.
I should probably do that because I'm sure this happens to you as well. But like, I'll get a text message, like say we're podcasting, right? And I'll get a text message from my dad. I'll read it and be like, oh, I got to respond to that, but I'm podcasting, so I'm not going to respond to that. But then I already read it, so the notification's gone, so I just forget about it.
That's exactly what happens to me. But at the same time, I like the concept of it because if someone texts me something and it doesn't really warrant a response or it's something that I can at least respond to later, it at least lets them know, hey, like I saw this, but I'm just not ready to respond or it didn't need a response. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there needs to be usually, like a function on your phone that's like, remind me to respond to this in 2 hours.
I mean, you kind of can do that. You can just tell Siri to set a reminder for you.
Yeah, but if I'm doing something and I can't text back, right?
You like,
I'm
say, like, hey Siri. Oh wait, no, just don't. Okay, good. We're good.
We're that's good. Exactly
shoot.
Why you don't do that.
Shoot. I thought she was gonna pop up. We're good though. She didn't. So that would have ruined the recording 100%.
Yeah, probably.
Thank God I have it on airplane mode. I think that's what stopped it. If my phone was not on airplane mode, she would have popped up probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But yeah, you just say, hey, that person, and
I know I get what you're saying, but it's like if I'm podcasting, for example, I can't do that if I'm in the middle of work.
Yeah,
I can't do that.
So you need an Apple Watch so you can be like boop boop and then just
something. I just like need a button to press. It's like remind me to respond, but I don't know. I probably still wouldn't use it.
I can't remember if I've told you honestly before, but I've probably been thinking about this for 5 years now, 4 years. And
pre-pop popcorn.
When is it going to be a thing?
Never.
It's a great idea, pre-pop popcorn. Yeah. No. So I finally decided that I want to eventually get an Apple Watch.
Okay, like it's taking you 5 years to come to this realization that you eventually in the next 5 years want to get an Apple Watch?
Yes. I've been back and forth on it and I've seen the pros and cons and I thought, you know what? I don't need this. I want this. I don't. It's the best. It's the worst. Get out of my life. Please be on my wrist. I've decided that I want one.
What straw broke the camel's back?
Probably the last one, but
what was the deciding factor for the Apple Watch?
It's stupid, but I think it is literally because you can now do electrocardiograms on the newest watch now.
I don't know.
And
what
I
that
think
is.
That's fucking cool. It literally, you're all like boop boop boop, and it lets you. Oh shit! It lets you know what your like heart rate and shit is. Shut up! Everyone's live. This is terrible. This is a terrible idea to go live. People are gonna scrutinize me live now.
Yes. Why do you care what your heart rate and stuff is?
Because Levi, sometimes I get paranoid. Okay.
You just like, I feel like you're panicking, like you're gonna die.
I was right. I just said it like an idiot. It's a test that gives you a display of a person's heartbeat.
Okay.
Produced by an electrocardiography. Whatever. I don't know all the information on it. I've never taken one before, but it just seems like something that would be nice to have.
I'm not asking what all the information. Like,
I'm not a scientist, Levi.
Yeah, I'm not asking how it works. I'm asking why you care.
I don't know. I just always think I'm going to die because sometimes my immune system is ace. Let me tell you what. Okay, I don't get sick, and when I do get sick, it's for like a week, and that's it for the rest of the year. So I feel like it's one of those too good to be true kind of things.
Yeah,
like maybe I have a cancerous bug inside me that's actually getting rid of the sicknesses, but it's ultimately going to be my death.
It's all the alcohol you drink. It kills the bacteria. That's my philosophy.
That checks out.
Yeah. We're saving our lives with our beer podcast. Basically.
Yeah. I could sleep well tonight knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's one thing that has always annoyed me? I don't know if we've talked about this before.
Probably haven't.
Probably have. I just forgot. I don't understand why large vehicles have a beeping noise when they back up.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to suck for deaf people.
What?
Well, because I can't hear the beeping noise. Saban, welcome to our live podcast. We are drinking the Rhino APA, wherever the camera is. From Epic Brewing. It's a brewery in Denver.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Fun fact. Yeah.
Neato, gang.
I like it so far. It's juicy. Delicious.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Typically, I don't like sweeter beers this time of the year, especially like being out in the cabin. It's fucking cold out here.
But it's not like a sugary sweet. It's like a fruity, juicy kind of sweetness, and then it's got a good hop balance to it. And I said that like an idiot, but yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. So deaf, whatever, you have a huge fucking object backing up into you. I think you're going to notice it. It's not like they move fast either. They're very large vehicles.
Maybe it's for blind people.
What? Never mind.
They can't see, Nick.
I know. I was going to say something that probably wasn't good. So, should have dogs then. Every blind person should have a dog, okay? Because first off, why should... I was over
maybe
here
the
with this.
Dog's blind
first off,
also.
That's a terrible dog to give to a blind person.
That
sounds like a really
empathize.
Good Family Guy skit right there.
They can empathize. I think it's a good idea.
Hey, bro, I feel where you're coming from.
It's an emotional support
either.
Dog.
Oh, God. I wonder... Dang, that would suck. So... I mean, when dogs are like puppies, you probably don't like realize like, you know, these different like defects and anomalies that they might have. But like for dogs that are, I mean, maybe being blind is an exception, but like maybe a deaf dog, like you might not notice that. And they start like training these dogs like really early on, you know what I mean? To be like a service dog or something.
Yeah.
So what if they were like training this poor dog like his whole life and then they realized, oh no, like he's got this disability, like can't be a service dog anymore. The poor guy has worked his whole life for this.
I think they noticed pretty quickly.
Yeah, but how?
I mean, like, the dog's not responding to, like, voices or anything.
Yeah, but he's a puppy. He doesn't want to listen anyways.
Yeah, but there's, like, you can tell, like, if a dog can hear you or not, usually.
I don't know, man. Sometimes, I mean, I can hear, but sometimes it might seem like I'm deaf.
Yeah.
I'm not a good listener.
But you still respond sometimes.
What?
Like, a deaf dog is not responding.
That was a joke.
Oh, I didn't get it, but... Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just feel like...
I have a dog with a disability, so...
No pun intended. That could be rough. You do have a dog with disabilities, and it's an adorable dog, and I don't normally like small dogs. But it's pretty cute. Yeah. I'll reluctantly say she's pretty cute.
She, we've probably talked about it on the podcast, but she has a neurological disorder and she can't control her back legs very well. So she kind of wobbles around when she runs.
It's the saddest, cutest thing ever.
She doesn't notice at all. She thinks she's a normal dog, but yeah.
Yeah.
She's also a demon. She just likes to bite and chew on everything. Yeah, Elizabeth and I adopted a dog in March, I think, Saban?
No. What? You've not had her for that
May?
Long?
May, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
It's been a lot more recent. I think it was like halfway, if not towards the end of summer.
Let's see. We were in California...
When did I see you last? Because you didn't have the dog then. When did Renee and I come and see your guys' house? God damn it.
I have no idea. When did you? When were you in Washington?
I don't know. It was like, I think it was May. Yeah, it was. It was May because that's when we drove across the country and we stopped at the national parks.
I think we adopted her late June over my mom's birthday.
That checks out.
And then we drove to Vegas and then drove back, and that was a whole thing.
Those sound like facts.
Yeah. So it's late June. I think she was born sometime in March. Yeah, probably.
That checks out.
Saban, she's a chihuahua. An annoying chihuahua.
But she doesn't look like one of those stupid devil, I'm going to murder you chihuahuas. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, she's cute. But she does want to murder you. I mean, she doesn't want to murder you. She just wants to, like, bite into your flesh because that's how she likes playing, just chewing on everything.
She's like a vampire. She doesn't want to, like, kill you. She just wants to, like, you
make
know,
you bleed a little bit.
Yeah, and have fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if vampires want to have fun or not, but all I know is they sparkle in the sun, so...
If it's a girl vampire, that's all they want to do.
Yeah. Yep.
But...
they just want to have fun.
Yes. The girl vampires...
Females just want to have fun.
Want to have fun. Yep.
Checks out.
Yeah. The facts add up. Yeah. I really like this. I'm happy because I bought a 6-pack of that other beer we're going to do. Melvin?
Yeah.
Is that the brewery?
Yeah, that's the brewery.
I enjoyed it, but, you know, I mean, we'll obviously talk about that more when we do that podcast.
Probably
get some spoilers in here and people are going to be like, well, why the fuck? Whatever. People probably don't listen to this. Honestly, people probably don't listen to this podcast for the beer.
No.
I don't know why they listen to this, but it's not the beer.
Not at all.
No. So, but anyways, I wasn't impressed as much as I would have liked to be. And so I thought this was kind of be, yeah, it was meh. Here's what I thought about this. Ask me what I thought about it.
What do you think about it?
Eh. So, but this was a happy surprise. I kind of thought this was going to be along the same lines, and it was pretty good. Or is pretty good. So.
Cool story.
Neato.
We'll probably talk about it again next episode. Mm-hmm. Or something, you know, maybe.
Chances are I'm going to talk about the same things a lot.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Well,
there's been a couple podcasts now that we've talked about beer.
One or two.
Yeah. So we'll keep it going. Oh, I forgot to tell you though. I did almost rent the film Gravity.
Oh, Gravity. Gravity. Where am I?
I thought about renting it.
You should.
And then we watched Mad Max Fury Road.
I've yet to watch that all the way through, if I'm being
It's honest. Not great.
That's what I think. And I think that's the unpopular opinion.
I love the cinematography. The film looks awesome. And like totally. The that's costumes, everything. It's all fantastic. The story, I was just not interested the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like, cool. Yeah. They're running away. Yeah. They're driving away. Neat.
Oh, man. There's another desert scene.
Yeah.
Oh, man, someone's running.
There's some sand.
There's some sand. Oh, I hate sand. It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
Dude, it's cold out here. We went up, drove like to White Pass through Mount Rainier towards, you know, the land where your woman's from.
Mm.
Dude, it's fucking cold. Under 20 degrees.
Is that where you're at? You're like in somewhere off the pass?
Yeah. So we're like maybe 25 minutes away from White Pass. Maybe 20 minutes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Chickens. It's like, yeah, it's like you have three different ecosystems out there. You have Seattle, fucking Yakima, and then mountains. And they're all completely fucking different.
And the beach.
Yeah. The beach is like Seattle. It's not like a California beach. It's Seattle.
I mean, everything's Seattle. Like, we should change the state's name to Seattle.
Yes.
But, okay.
I agree.
Should we talk about the beer since you finished yours? I can see.
Why not?
See
yeah,
now.
I have no idea where you're at, but yeah. That's kind of awkward. I feel like this gives us like almost like a rush. Like we can see where we're at and like, oh man, we're done. We should probably talk about the beer.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, we're not fucking talking about anything anyways, but.
No, I don't think we've talked about a single thing this episode.
I don't think so either.
This is some worthless episode.
Somehow we're already a half hour in, but.
It's just been a lot of complaining about, you know, text messages and saying this beer is pretty good. And then, you know, talking about how much of failures we are at live streaming.
Yeah. I feel like that was the first 10 minutes of this live stream. Which is cool about the live stream is that you can save it afterwards.
Yeah. Can do.
Neato.
Dude, I mean, technically we could just rip the audio off of this. And, you know, that's podcast edited.
That's fair. That's not a bad idea. We'll look into both things and see.
I mean, we won't, but.
We won't. But it's a nice thought. It's a nice thought.
Yeah.
It's nice to know we can do this. I would not mind doing this every time.
Yeah, I mean, people are probably going to say it's boring.
Probably. I think watching is that what that I thing means? We only have one person in here now?
I don't know.
It tells you when people join. It doesn't tell you when people leave. I would like to know when people leave so we can shit on them after they leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like being able to, yeah.
Like, oh man, Adrian's here. Oh, cool. But like it never lets us know when he leaves. So when Adrian leaves, be like, that motherfucker. Oh, we weren't good enough. Yeah, what, you got stuff to do today or something?
Can't just sit and drink beer. Like we
for it's been a half hour. Come on.
Jeez.
Jesus. It'd just be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, it's 30 minutes. Let's talk about this beer for the lack of the Facebook audience and our podcast listeners, which
yes,
is who really matters.
Yeah. You guys mean something.
Something.
Somebody. Yeah. You're something.
The 3% of our listeners that are in Sweden. Hat tip to you. Not wearing a hat, but Nick is. He's tipping his beanie. If you
if you can do that, I did it.
Anyways.
Alright. How's this bitch look, Levi?
Well, since I am drinking out of a can, it looks both blue and orange, which is
son
the
of a
color
bitch
of the can.
Alright. Well, it's quite it's deceptive. On the screen, it looks more orangey. I'm gonna spill this shit is what I'm gonna do. It looks more orangey than it actually is. I think it's a pretty like yellowy orange. I'll give it that.
Golden.
Yeah, golden. I guess.
Not really.
Not really. It's more yellowy orange, if anything.
Doesn't have enough brown.
It doesn't. It has a nice fluffy white head. I enjoy it. I enjoy a good head on beer.
Both.
That's what I said. That's what I said, and that's what I meant. What I said, I said what I meant. All right, smell. Can you smell through the tiny opening of the can? Son of a bitch.
I was gonna describe it as metallic-y.
Metallic-y, aluminum-esque, if you will. My nose is like a faucet right now for some reason.
So I'll describe it. It's got similar to the taste. They kind of talk about this on their. No, I said similar to the taste.
Okay.
It's got like a tropical citrus-y flavor and smell to it. It's not like an orange citrus, but yeah.
You said it is or is not like an orange?
It's not like an orange citrus.
Yes.
It's more tropical-y.
I was going to disagree with you. Yeah.
How dare you dissent from my opinion?
Well, it turns out it lines up, so there's no deviation needed.
All right.
It doesn't. It's honestly, you just get citrusy. I'm not even, and maybe it's just because, and again, I'm not sick or anything. For whatever reason, my nose just started leaking the second I started drinking this beer. It doesn't smell like malty, syrupy sweet, but, and it also doesn't smell like, I don't really smell a lot of hoppiness in there. Like, it doesn't smell super dank, if you will.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's really just like tropical and citrusy, but it doesn't. Moving on to taste, I don't think it's overpoweringly citrusy. I think it's it has like a good hop profile to it, taste wise.
Nick would describe this as balanced.
You son of a bitch! I knew you were gonna fucking say that.
No, but it is.
It is. Okay. Goddamn.
It's definitely balanced between the juiciness and the hops.
Yeah,
it's not like a hazy beer, and like you said, it's not like the syrupy citrus.
Yeah.
You know, it's balanced and good.
Yeah,
dude, I have a friend, I have a single friend, and my single friend.
That's all you need.
Yeah, he's actually not single either. He's in a relationship.
So he's just a friend.
Yeah, he's just a friend that I have one of. He is still to this day in almost mid December into hazy IPAs. I don't know. I'm over it. I was over it in like June.
Oh my God, no, not June. But that's in all fairness too. And well, so I'll give you that because he probably lives in a similar area as you.
Yeah.
You have really good access to fresh hop, juicy, hazy beers, like around harvest time, nonetheless. I could understand. I mean, you're basically getting them, from summer all the way through the fall. Whereas here, some are in the summer, and then we get like a lot of like No, let me rephrase that. We get a lot in the summer, but we don't get a lot of fresh hop, like haziness during harvest. It's really only like a couple because
hazy IPAs were, I mean, they were just, it exploded in spring for us.
Even, well, yeah, and even like the bigger companies too.
Like April, May, it was just like every time I'd go to a bar or whatever, it's just like 18 yeah. hazy IPAs. Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand. I've been forcing myself to get on that. You know, it's winter, dark beer season, which just sounds like, I don't know. I'm trying to equate it to something. It just seems like a very basic bitch thing to be about.
I did have a dark beer that I actually enjoyed. I think I told you about it like a couple weeks ago. That was the coffee cold smoke. We posted it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
On our Instagram.
Right.
That was actually pretty good.
Speaking of which, so I was on Instagram and this one, I forget what company it is, but they were doing a Secret Santa for beers, which I thought was super cool. And so, and I don't think there's necessarily any limitations on it. They're just like, you know, hey, like kind of be kind and courteous, like, include what you want, like be careful as far as personal information goes, but you know, do whatever you want and, you know, pack into it like something that you'd want to receive, you know. So like don't like fucking give them like 2 12-ounce bottles, you know, kind of, you know, be generous and, you know, give them what you'd like to receive. But
or pack,
I'm like, hey, that's
in their 2 12-ounce bottles, like give me 1 12-ounce bottle,
whatever. Yeah, but so I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. Like I thought about doing it for a second, and I was like, yeah, that's stupid. Maybe I should just do that with Levi. That would make more sense. So we should send each other presents.
Or we could just, like, you know, Venmo each other. Here's $10. Get the 6-pack you want.
No, because hey, fuck you. Yes, but no, because I was going to send you some Chicago beers, and you can send me some beers from up there.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, stuff that we can't get all the time / never.
Yeah, I still haven't even looked into sending beer, so.
I did. So the people who were doing the Secret Santa list, they also posted a link. Yes. It pictures and everything on, like, how to wrap it and package it. It's very thorough and very well done, and I was thankful for it because they did some stuff that I probably wouldn't even have thought of. So I think some of the stuff is overkill, but probably like 90% of it, I was like, that's a good idea, I'll do that.
Speaking of Christmas, yeah. We released a tutorial for how to wrap gifts on our Instagram and Facebook. I would post it to Twitter, but I do not know our Twitter's password anymore. Yeah, you probably do, since you set up the account.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, but you did set up the account.
I set up all of my accounts, and I don't know most of those passwords. It takes me like 6 tries to get there.
So at some point, it'll be on Twitter. And yeah, it's just good tutorial, helping out the community, teaching them how to wrap gifts. Nothing special.
Yeah. Nope, but it's on the Instagram. It's on the Instagram?
Yeah. It's on our IGTV. It's not IGTV.
I saw you did that, and I was like, that's a good idea.
I've never used it before. That's why I did it, because I was like, I'll try it out.
How long is your video?
57 seconds or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like 50-something, so it's not even quite a minute.
We should post it.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should also post it. But the IGTV is a good idea, and we should probably utilize that a little more. But so it's there. Right now, it's just on IGTV and then Facebook as well, right?
Yep.
So you can view it in those places. I highly recommend it. Levi is an expert rapper with a W, not just the R. You have to add the W as a prefix. Yeah. And I highly suggest watching that.
Bow and everything, dude. I spare no expense.
No, you have scissors and tape and you got it.
Wrapping
all.
Paper, everything. Beer. There is beer on
there the, is beer.
The
Don't
video.
Worry.
So yeah.
Yeah. Once again, none of you probably come here for the beer, but I think our Instagram bio says it best.
I don't know what our Instagram bio says.
Well, say some words while I look it up.
It says, Nick and Levi, we run a podcast and try to be funny as an excuse to drink beer. Yeah.
I don't know what a bio says, son of a bitch.
I have my phone in front of me. I looked it up.
Well, that was very quick.
Yeah, it was.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anyways, how does this beer feel? Because we
super digressed from this. It's very... It's got a medium feel. Maybe slightly more towards the high end of like the crispy bitterness side. Not so much the lower, fatter, sweeter, thicker end. You know what I mean?
Fatter. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, more on the medium to high side of... taste/feel-wise.
I would say you can drink a lot of it and it still doesn't like compromise or let up on the flavor.
Well put.
I stole that from their website.
You son of a bitch. Well, they described the hell out of their beer then because it's pretty accurate.
No, it's good. I think it has like a nice carbonation to it. I didn't pour it, so who knows if that, but I don't know. It has a good carbonation.
It does.
You described it well. Medium bodied. Yeah.
I said that. So when I went out to dinner Thursday with my dad, my brother, and a couple other guys, they ordered this beer. And when I got through, they were like, "This is the best thing we've ever had. We're going to order it for you. We're not even going to tell you what it is." I'm like, all right, cool. I'm always game for that weird kind of shit. I'm always down for trying stuff and not knowing what it is. And so they ordered it. They told the guy that they got super cool with. And they're like, "One more of these for him." And I'm like, yeah.
What's up, Garrett?
Yo, what up, homie? And so they ordered it and I tried it and I'm like, in my mind, I haven't made a facial expression yet. I haven't said a word. I'm like, son of a bitch just fucking tricked me. This is definitely not like the kind of thing that I want right now. And now I have fucking 22 ounces of it. They didn't even give me a regular pint. They got me like a huge ass fucking, oh God. Sorry, everybody on Facebook.
Professional podcasters right here.
God damn it. I'm plugged in. I have so many wires everywhere. If I could show everybody. So many wires.
You can. And I'm also you are alive. You can.
I moved the camera enough already. So it's huge. And I'm like, this is okay, but this is what they fucking got me. They got me. It's from a company out here in Chicago. It's Revolution's Fist Miss, and
I have not had that
I
one.
Know. I'm sorry, man. My life is in shambles. It always will be, so you're just gonna have to deal with me.
He doesn't have to. You can just stop watching.
You're right. Yeah, that's point taken. Yeah, this is me. Take it or leave it.
It's better.
And so, thank you. And the revised version is always better, yep. Except for Star Wars. And so then...
even Nick admits it now. Wow.
Yeah, it is what it is. I just got to deal with it. So I drank the beer and it was just very... I honestly don't remember what kind of beer it is. They call it, you know, a holiday, whatever the fuck. But it basically tastes like a Saison. It basically tastes like a cider. And so it's very... like kind of sour, little yeasty, you know. Yeah, and I was like,
I hate the description winter ale.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
This doesn't taste like anything. Snow or a pine tree, so I disagree.
Well, it could be anything. It could be like a hoppy beer. It could be a sweet beer, or like you said, like a saison. It could just be.
It's so vague. I don't get that. That's what they call the. What is that, the New Belgium's accumulation, which I do like, but
Some winter ales I like, and there's some winter ales that I just don't at all.
Right. Yeah, you're like, this is not the same style.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely like two completely different things. But anyways, I drank the beer. It was fine. I did like it, but it is definitely not what I wanted at the time. All I had was, you know, something visual. Like, I just had a visual reference looking at their beers, and it is not what I thought it was going to taste like at all. So I was disappointed.
It was good. When you drink a beer that you don't like, do you like quickly drink it or do you like sip on it?
I think I take big sips over a long period of time. It's like, I don't want to have that taste in my mouth often, but I'm going to like take a huge drink.
So swallow as much as you can at once.
Yeah, much as I can, but then like you got to give me a while because I don't want to taste that again for a little bit.
Eat a couple chips, get the taste out, and then realize you're going to have to do it again before you move on to your actual beer that you want.
Yeah, I got to muster up the strength for sure.
I get
Yeah. But anyways, so it was just okay. I don't know why we got onto that. But
I don't know either.
Oh, right. Now I remember. Because I at the restaurant, I told him, I'm like, yeah, this is like, it's pretty nice. Like, it's a pretty good beer. It's got nice carb. And my brother's like, carb? What? Carbohydrates? I'm like, no. What the? Okay, I'll give you that. But carbonation. I'm talking about a fucking beer here. They're like, yeah, well, when I... And then, like, everyone else started getting on board with him. They're like, yeah, when I think carbohydrates. That's what I think of first.
Did
I'm
they
like,
not listen to our podcast?
Thank you.
That's really what you should ask your brother.
Yeah, and then also, like, you're really worried about carbohydrates when you're drinking a fucking beer? I don't think so. Just drink it and worry about the effects later on. I'm talking about carbonation here, folks. But so that, to your point, when you said that it has a nice carb, and that's what made me think of that.
Also, since...
it all came back around.
We weren't podcasting on this day. Happy belated repeal day, everyone. Just drinking beer. That was a couple days ago. Yep.
I don't even think we posted about it, but whatever.
I put a story out on it because I was like,
okay.
Normally I don't drink or consume carbs. Oh, that's right. But here you go. So it's an important day for beer drinkers.
Yes, it is.
Anyways, what would you rank this beer?
That's a toughie. You know what? I think I'm going to go...
Wait, before you say it. Let me, since I don't think anyone believes us or cares, let me write down my answer. We'll see how close we are.
Okay, that's fair. Wait. I started typing on something that you could have seen, so... All right, ready?
Is there like a font size option in notes? Probably not.
Yeah, I think they did add that.
I don't know how to do it.
They added like you have to highlight it.
Select.
And then if you like scroll up, you might see like the options might appear. You know what I mean? No, it's fucking there, dude. You just can't find it.
I agree.
I'll show you later.
I'm in agreement with you.
Or not. Anyways, all right, ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm going to give this a 3.6.
That's backwards for a 3.5.
Hey, that's pretty good. That's quite close. And I was going to, literally my gut reaction was 3.5, but I'm like, I remember like last week we talked about like, that's like the, you know, middle of the road. Like that's a good rating. We're happy with that. I am a little bit more satisfied with this.
I should have drawn it.
Yeah, that would have been better. Oh, you can find the draw feature, but you can't find the text font size feature? You fucking kidding me? It's still backwards. Write it backwards so we can read it.
Okay. Wait, can I do this backwards? I don't know.
Maybe. Good luck. I can't. You gotta set the exposure. Tap on the screen. Like, oh. Yeah, you did it. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
Yeah, 3.5. It's good.
3.5, 3.6. I feel the same way. I like it. It's good. Like I said at the beginning, this is way better than I had anticipated. So that made me feel good.
For Facebookers. Because
I was really...
Your name.
Yeah. I was really hoping to have a decent beer.
Yeah.
And I really like the artwork on this can too, for the record.
Yeah, it's like definitely
very geometric, kind of
like creative middle school youth church design.
Yes. We'll give you that.
Got some geometric animal with blue and orange, like, you know.
Yeah.
I like cinematography colors.
Wow. Weird. So we talked about this last week. I think, I can't remember if we talked about this on the podcast or after the podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about, Sal.
I think we did. I think we talked about it on the podcast too. So
what are you talking about?
We could talk about it a little bit before we wrap up here. Is that next week we would like to do a live stream gaming podcast.
I don't think we talked about that on the podcast, but yeah.
I think we did.
Okay. We might have.
I don't listen to our own podcast. I think me neither. I think I download it and that's it.
I have to listen through it once already, so.
That's fair. Actually, Elizabeth, this is kind of a larger point than I want it to be. But so Elizabeth commented, she commented something to me on Instagram, and she was like, ha ha ha, like, you know, like I feel the same way you do in this episode against Levi. I'm like,
yeah, she does the same thing to me. And you're like, I don't.
BRB, I will go listen to that.
Nick's Riffibd.
I don't know what I'm right about, but okay, cool that we talked about this on the podcast. Got it. Thank you, Garrett. We don't even know what happened a week ago. Are you kidding me?
I was telling Elizabeth this because she does the same thing to me. As soon as the podcast ends, I don't remember anything that we talked about. Not at all.
Nope. That's why we try to come up with a name for it like before we hang up, because we're like, shit, do you know what we should call this? I don't know. What should we call this? But so, yeah, so she commented that to me and I literally was like, so I went and like listened to probably the first half of the episode and then I was like, oh, that's what she meant. That makes more sense now.
Also, iPad is going to die soon. So,
oh, shit.
I'm at 5%.
Why aren't you plugged in, nerd?
Because my headphones are plugged in. Yeah.
You don't have an outlet anywhere near you?
No, my headphones are plugged into my iPad.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
You don't got a dongle, or is your iPad too new? You don't have the.
I don't have
headphone jack.
Don't have headphones.
There's no headphone jack on your iPad?
Oh, there is.
I thought. Whatever.
I could plug it in.
Do you have your dongle with you though?
And I literally could switch headsets and like my iPad in right now.
Not worth it. We're pretty much wrapping up here anyways.
Yeah, we'll wrap up. Anyways, we'll probably be streaming next week, but because it took us so long to even set up Facebook, I'm not confident.
We'll see. Me neither. We'll try it. We'll try it.
Yeah, we'll test it out.
We'll test it out.
We won't advertise if you get a notification for it or like, I don't know. If you see it, then you'll see it. If you don't,
then we didn't figure it out. Yep. So, but we're definitely going to try a little bit more than not at all. So,
all right. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's a solid fail podcast right there.
But successful at the same time.
Yeah, we messed up and it ended up coming back around for the better. Yeah.
So see you later, Facebook peoples and podcast people. Garrett, thank you for sticking around.
You're the homie.
People who didn't stick around.
The only person in here.
Assholes.
Or the only person talking. Yeah, fuck those guys. Kidding me?
All of them.
If only it told us when they left, we could talk shit about them specifically.
We need a bar that says who's currently listening. That way we can... If they like leave and they jump back in, then we can just like not say anything about them.
I'm watching this eyeball thing and it's been at one for like ever. But then it like, because I thought, okay, maybe it doesn't change. And then somebody joined in watching and it stayed at one. So I was like, I don't know.
I don't believe anything.
So, but then I watched it jump up to 3 and then back to 1 in a matter of like 2 seconds. So I don't know. I don't think it doesn't fucking matter. But anyways. So yeah. possible gaming next week, hopefully, / maybe.
We didn't even introduce ourselves, so on the outro, Two Beards and Some Beers podcast. I'm Levi.
I am Nick.
And if you're on Facebook, you already know that.
You already know that. Yeah. Hopefully, yeah, our names are on the read. Fucking thing. Yes, that hopefully, unless you're blind.
Yes. We dealt with that this possible. Podcast, so.
Yeah.
Our dogs.
Yeah, please. Please download this podcast. Listen to it. Don't listen to it. Just download it. Whatever the fuck you want to do. It's pretty much, you can find this shit anywhere. It's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever the, I don't know. Apparently Facebook now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Peace.